a skip-over verse in 1 Thessalonians, written by Laura McCorkle, read by Candace McGarvey. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Today's verse is one that I like to skip over in my Bible, even though it's highlighted and underlined and on a page that is dog-eared. You see, whenever I read 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, I can't help but think, really? Be joyful always? And how am I supposed to pray continually? And give thanks in all circumstances? Who can do all of that? I'm sure you probably have a verse or two that you really don't like to read or mull over either. But conveniently, God has ordained it so that I've had many opportunities to put my skip-over verse into action just this past week. Like when I said, hello, how are you doing, in passing to an acquaintance, and was greeted with a cold hello and a sharp, I'm fine, in response. Ouch, where's the joy here? What did I do to deserve that kind of treatment? Why doesn't that person like me? Or when funny but certainly unkind words flew out of my mouth at the expense of someone else and his feelings. Why, oh why, did I do that just so I could make fun of them and feel better about myself? Obviously, I was not praying while saying. Or when a friend's van, in which she had just pumped a couple $1,000s for repairs a few weeks earlier, was pronounced dead by the mechanics. How could anyone be joyful in this type of circumstance? I want to greet these mechanics with a holy punch on her behalf. Or when people are difficult just to be difficult and disagree with every factoid or opinion you might share, you say black, they say white. You say gray, they say plaid. Am I supposed to be thankful for this? Isn't there some other way I can learn humility, Lord? Because I'd be ever so grateful if I could have a different circumstance. This is a hard pill to swallow, folks. At least for me it is. Sure, it's easy to be joyful, praying continually and giving thanks in all things when life is going great, when everyone is your best friend, and when the blessings, usually material, are just raining on down. But what about when you've had a week like I just did? How are you supposed to live like this? I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. That is the key. God, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, is the one who powers me and helps me to live in this way. And this is the kind of living that God wants for His children. It is His will for us, not our own, and it is that which is pleasing to Him. Please don't skip over 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, like I have a habit of doing. Let it cause you to pause and take some time to assess your current attitude. What is it, or who is it, that's got you not joyful, not praying, and not giving thanks? Ask the Lord to soften your heart and change your attitude. He doesn't want to skip over you. If you are willing, through you, He can work wonders.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.